The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing yourself to relax. Relaxation is such an important part of meditation. And so beginning a sitting with kind of checking in and seeing if there are areas of the body that might be able to be relaxed. Maybe checking in the head, the face. Maybe there can be a softening across the forehead, around the eyes. Relaxation around the mouth and jaw. The crown and the back of the head down to the neck. Both front and back of the neck. And then the shoulders. So many of us carry tension in our shoulders. Can they soften and settle across the fronts of the shoulders, between the shoulder blades? And relaxing the arms, the hands. Softening the muscles of the chest and upper back. All those muscles around the rib cage. Maybe even taking a deeper breath and noticing how that stretches all those muscles around the rib cage and then allows them to soften and relax on the out breath. Maybe a second deeper breath. Sometimes the extra oxygen pulled in with a deeper breath also supports relaxation. Maybe a third deeper breath. And letting the breathing return to normal. Continuing to explore the body, relaxing across the stomach and abdomen. Often we hold kind of subconscious tension in the area of the stomach and abdomen. See if that area can just hang forward a little bit. It can feel a little unfamiliar at times to let that area really relax. Relaxing the middle and lower back, the hips, the pelvis, maybe even inside the hip sockets. Relaxing the legs. The feet. And then I also find it useful myself, having scanned and explored relaxing the kind of the muscles of the body. I often find it useful to check in and just explore the possibility of relaxing more deeply inside the body. Sometimes this is possible, available, sometimes not. But just checking in, maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the area around the heart can relax. And maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Relaxing the body, it creates conditions that really support our mind to also be able to relax. Mental tension is often expressed through worries or concerns about the past or the future. And just seeing if that can soften also. Maybe the mental tension, any mental tension or concerns you're carrying can just be set aside right now. And exploring the possibility of allowing the mind, our attention, to connect with just what's happening right now. This is the basics of mindfulness practice. Becoming aware of what's happening just in the simple body and mind experience in the present moment. What is this experience in this moment? There are sensations in the body. Contact of the hands, wherever they're placed. Contact of the hips against the chair, cushion, or bench. Maybe the sense of the uprightness of the spine. Contact with the chair, if you're sitting in a chair or leaning against something. Just these simple sensations, pressure, pulsing. Sometimes hardness or softness. Maybe vibration. Sometimes we can experience vibration as a more general energetic experience in the body. We can be more easily, perhaps, able to sense particular contacts, such as the chairs, touching the chairs, the contact of our hands, maybe even the contact of our clothes we might be able to touch into. And there's a kind of a more broad, general sense in the body, just of energy sometimes we can explore, kind of a vibratory, maybe tingly experience that may feel more three-dimensional than just on the surface of the body. Also, in the present moment, the experience of hearing. In mindfulness practice, we really are just opening to what's here in this moment and exploring being aware and present for it. And so we can also open to and recognize hearing is happening in this moment. Maybe subtle, quiet sounds in the background. Sound of my voice. Sounds outside. It's natural for our system to hear when sound waves come through the air and touch the eardrum. And this is something we can know and be aware of. As with body sensations, sometimes there may be sounds we prefer, other sounds we don't prefer. And yet the sound itself is just something that can be known in the present moment. It doesn't have to be something that takes us away from our mindfulness practice. And so connecting to body sensation, maybe something in the body is predominant. Maybe sometimes a sound becomes predominant. We don't have to have an agenda necessarily to hold our attention with any one experience. Just explore knowing where the attention is in a moment. Maybe now with a pressure or a vibration, a pulsing coolness. Maybe now with a sound. And we can also be aware of these preferences that we may have, things we like and don't like. That also is something that happens in the present moment. And so maybe there's a sensation that's pleasant and you like it. Just knowing, oh, liking is happening. Maybe that's what's obvious. Or maybe a sound is unpleasant and not liking. That too can just be known. We're exploring with mindfulness a kind of an allowing attitude that supports an opening to whatever is happening right now. Including perhaps a little contraction around a not liking. That's okay. Oh, that's happening. And sometimes it can be helpful to support a connection with the present moment. Let the mind kind of gravitate towards one particular experience that feels comfortable to be with. That might be the breath, or maybe it's hearing, or maybe it's a more general sense of the body sitting. And if there's some one aspect of experience that feels particularly comfortable and easeful to connect with, you're welcome to let the attention kind of rest there. Maybe the rhythm, the simple rhythm of breathing in and out. And yet even as we connect with that, if we choose to connect with something simple, like the breath, we don't need to try to push away other experience. And so even as you're connecting with one experience, you may also become aware of other experience, kind of at the same time. Oh, there's hearing and the breath. And there's body sensations and the breath. Or maybe a mood or a feeling and the breath. Just gently staying connected. With this present moment experience. And seeing if it can support a calming and settling and relaxation of the mind. And of course, the mind will wander into thought. Very naturally, this happens. At some point, when this happens, you'll recognize that you have been lost. You have not been so present for what's happening. In that moment, there's not much to do about what has been happening, but what's really helpful is to look at, in this moment, what's here now? Sometimes the wandering mind will change our inner landscape without our being aware of it at the time. And so as mindfulness returns, really useful to check in to the kind of the landscape of our experience. Is there a little more tension now? Maybe just relaxing again. Taking a few deeper breaths to support a relaxation. And reconnecting again with just this present moment experience. Body sensations, sounds, emotions and moods. Allowing relaxation to support this connection with just this. Just this moment.